Profiles.
Profiles of Christian professionals and how they use their skills and talents for the church.
Profiles.
Professional files of Christian lifestyles and influence in the corporate, government, and business workplace.
Profiles hosted by Joni Aristorelas-Anzures.
Profiles.
Good day sa inyong lahat. This is Profiles, your newest segment dito sa Tanglaw sa Landas ng Buhay. So, what is Profiles? Well, first and foremost, Profiles is not the sister of Pro Tips. Profiles is something else. Para siyang kapamilya, pero imbis na pastors, missionaries, at evangelists ang ini-interview natin, we are interviewing the ordinary Christian members na nakaupo sa pew or sa monoblock chairs, listening to the sermon every Sunday. Although you don't get to hear them much in church, I believe they also have something valuable to say to us naman, diba? So ano, parang ang motto ng ating segment is, the lay have something to say, diba? The lay have something to say. Anyway, enough of the inane justifications for me being on air again, and let's get to know my guest for this pilot episode of Profiles. You've been hearing her here at Tanglaw sa Landas ng Buhay as the feminine voice introducing the radio program. And also, you've heard her at my booklet segment where she had to, she had to beg off posting it because it was damaging her reputation. And you've probably heard her also over 702 DZAS every weekends at Reflections. And lastly, you might have heard her over the television and the radio where she is also voiceover announcer for shampoos, detergents, fast food chains, telecommunication companies, and other commercials. She's also a broadcast communications graduate from the University of the Philippines in Diliman, Quezon City. Let's welcome my first guest to my first airing of Profiles, the amazing Catherine K. Langit-Luisto.
Good day, Joni Anzures.
Salamat. So, how long have you been with Bread of Light here in Quezon City?
I've been with Bread for over 15 years.
Mm-hmm, 15
kasi nandun ako 1990. Tama ba yung computation ko? Mahina ako sa mati.
Siguro. Not everybody knows that Kay is also a professional voiceover for radio and TV commercials. Kay, give us an idea on what you do and when did you start being a commercial voiceover for radio and TV?
Kapag sinasabing professional voiceover announcer ako, parang nahihiya ako.
Pero naka-modulate ka ngayon.
Naka-modulate ako ngayon. Kasi baka mapakinggan ako ng agent ko. Ganun eh, no? Hindi, kasi kapag voiceover announcer ka, at least you need more than 10 years of experience to really say that you're professional. And I've just been voiceover announcer for just 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
So, batang-bata, I'm just a newbie when it comes to voiceovers. I went to voiceover announcing after I left my newscasting job.
In a large media network.
Yes, in a very large...
which is in Quezon City.
Broadcasting network. So, after that, I moved on to a whole new line of a job, which is this. And I'm very, very happy with my choice.
And compensation.
Yes. Kasama na rin yon.
Being a voiceover announcer for different radio and TV commercials, you encounter a lot of people be asking you, are you a Christian? How do you handle the question and how do you tell them the difference between a Christian through your words and through your life?
That's a very deep question.
Yes.
But in my line of work, since I just go to the studio and record the scripts, hindi masyadong marami akong nakakasalumuha na kakausap, ganyan. Siguro yung engineer lang, yung agent mo paminsan-minsan, unlike my previous job, which was really very difficult for me. Kasi syempre kapag sa media, you go to work in the morning, ako gabi, madaling araw, paiba-iba talaga yung schedule. So mas mahirap yon. Ngayon medyo mas madali eh. Pero I share my testimony through my deeds most of all. Kasi masyadong palasak na yung sinasabi mo minsan na you're a Christian and they can't see the difference in you. Diba? So before I say that I'm a Christian, I make sure that my testimony is really A-okay. So, syempre, papasukan mo na yung pagiging generous mo, pagiging thoughtful mo, because it's the language that they can understand. Diba nga, we have this book, yung The Five Love Languages, and they say that if you want to connect with people and to make a difference in their life, you have to know their language. Hindi naman you're giving them gifts for you to earn favor, hindi yon, just for you to give something back for all the help and the graciousness they've also extended to you. That's what I do, and I always smile. Alam mo naman tayo, di ba, palatawa tayo at makita nila
for you.
na wala tayong kime kausap, wala tayong ere, importante kasi yun eh, because they can see that there's something different in you. And there will come a time, they'll ask you, and that's the open door that you have to just barge in and let them know kung ano talaga yung difference sa'yo. But you have to wait for the right time. Kailangan mag-plant ka muna. You have to first do good deeds. Tapos dapat maganda talaga yung track record mo before you can share. So that when they have problems, they know kung kanino talaga sila dapat lumapit.
Yes. Diba? Because you've gained their trust.
Yes.
And they've seen your work.
Mm-mm.
Not only your words.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, lastly, what kind of message or what message can you give? A lot of our listeners are professionals, employees, businessmen, people who work in Ayala, in Alabang, and they're saying, no, I can't be a witness because I'm not a pastor, I'm not an evangelist. Mm-hmm. What encouragement can you give them?
Yeah, you don't really have to be a pastor to share the gospel. My pastor has always emphasized the fact that there's no difference between the secular and the spiritual. Ibig sabihin, kahit na nagwawalis ka lang dyan or you're washing the dishes, if you do it for the Lord, then you're doing God's ministry. Walang difference yon. So there's really no difference between me talking about the Lord na nandito ako sa studio and you just listening. But if you really share what you believe in to people around you, that's your ministry, diba? Minsan kahit di ka na nga kailangang magsalita eh, sa work mo lang, diba? Sa ginagawa mo lang. So my only advice is that the quotation that always pops into my mind whenever I want to combine business with my spiritual life is that our ministry to others depends on our ministry to God. And our ministry to God depends on what we receive from God. So ibig sabihin, we just have to fortify our Bible reading every day, our quiet time, and then our church service, yung ating ministry sa church, and then of course, our giving. Kung fortified tong lahat, parang nutrients, ano? Kapag sama-sama yan, magiging strong tayo as a person, as a Christian. Ayun yung magiging panlaban natin when we go back to the world and then we face all the difficulties and the temptations that our business entails. At kasama talaga yun eh, di ba? And kapag binibless ka na naman ng Lord, syempre kasama yun eh. If we follow God's principles talaga every day of our life, 24/7, kapag binibless ka na, I just want to leave you with this quotation. Time is a vapor, popularity an accident, riches take wings, but only one thing remains, and that's our character. And our character, ayun yung magiging litmus test kung papakinggan tayo nung ating mga kasama sa office, kasama sa corporations. Kasi we owe it to God to make the most of our life, and we have to fortify and make our character as transparent, as sparkling as possible, so that we can draw more people to Him.
Well, that's totally awesome, Kay. I will have to reflect on those things you said, that of course while listening to Reflections. You just heard my first guest for my first episode of Profiles, Kay Langit Luistro, and how she is making a difference in her career as a voiceover talent for TV and radio commercials, and also for Back to the Bible Philippines. Thank you very much, Kay.
Thank you. It's my pleasure, Joni.
You've just listened to Profiles. For comments and reactions through your cell phone, just type Bible space your message and then send to 2299. Again, for your comments and reactions through your cell phone, just type Bible space your message and then send to 2299. Tune in next week for more professional files and profiles of Christian professionals here on Profiles.